From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Another strong earthquake has hit Nepal. The latest quake comes as people there are still struggling to recover from an even more powerful earthquake that hit there last month, killing more than 8,000 people. Dozens were killed in the latest strong 7.3 magnitude quake that hit between Kathmandu and Mount Everest. The BBC's Simon Cox in Kathmandu says it's a precarious situation.
I went out onto the streets in Kathmandu. I went to one area where there was a collapsed building, another nine-story building nearby that had collapsed as well. Many others damaged, big gouges taken out of them, huge cracks. And interestingly, although they looked incredibly dangerous, people were walking past them unaware that above them were very, very dangerous buildings.
Nepal's parliament was in session when the latest earthquake hit. A U.S. rescue helicopter that was in Nepal helping victims of the earlier quake is missing. Not clear as whether it crashed or made an emergency landing. President Obama has been dealt a blow by members of his own party, all but one Democrat in the Senate, voting against beginning debate on a proposal that would give the president so-called fast-track authority when it comes to trade initiatives. That means lawmakers could vote to accept or reject trade agreements put forth by the president, but would not have the ability to amend them. Like many Senate Democrats, New York's Chuck Schumer voted against the measure, saying it hurts American workers.
Passing a trade agenda without working protections will mean that American workers are left hung out to dry.
The vote highlights the deep divide between the president and many within his own party on trade. Presidential supporters say they'll try again to move the measure forward, possibly starting in the House. Secretary of State John Kerry spent hours in talks with Russian leaders in Sochi, Russia today, trying to overcome a tense period in bilateral relations. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports Kerry thanked Vladimir Putin, a man the U.S. has tried to isolate, for spending so much time with him.
After 4 hours of talks with the Kremlin leader at his Sochi resort compound, Kerry said he was grateful for Putin's, quote, directness and his detailed explanations of Russia's positions.
There is no substitute for talking directly to key decision makers, particularly during a period that is as complex and fast-moving as this is.
Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov says the two sides still disagree on what led up to the crisis in Ukraine, but say they want a peace agreement to be implemented. On Syria, they spoke about their efforts to rid the country of chemical weapons, but they still seem to disagree on allegations that Bashar al-Assad's regime is now using chlorine-filled barrel bombs. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Sochi.
Levels of household debt were pretty much unchanged during the first 3 months of the year. The Federal Reserve Bank of New York reporting today the total household debt was up just 0.2% in the first quarter to around $11.85 trillion. On Wall Street, stocks were lower. The Dow dropped 36 points to close at 18,068. This is NPR. The tornado that tore through the tiny town of Van, Texas earlier this week was apparently on the ground a long time, cutting a wide path of destruction. According to emergency management personnel there, the strong EF3 tornado with winds of around 140 miles an hour was on the ground for nearly 10 miles, leaving a line of devastation that in some spots was up to 700 yards wide. Tornado claimed the lives of two people and left dozens of others injured. The federal government is making loans available for Baltimore businesses to help them recover from the looting and arson that broke out after the funeral for Freddie Gray, who was fatally injured in police custody. NPR's Jeff Brady reports Maryland Governor Larry Hogan requested the assistance from the Small Business Administration.
The SBA has a temporary office across the street from a drugstore that was ransacked and set on fire. Ed Williams with the agency says up to 200 businesses were affected by the riot. He says most had no physical damage, but they suffered losses because they had to shut down.
So they had no income coming in. Economic injury disaster loans will provide that working capital they lost to sustain their operations, make their bills, since they might be short income, until recovery takes place.
William says for the few dozen businesses with significant physical damage, loans with 4% interest and a payback period up to 30 years are available. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Baltimore.
J.P. Morgan Chase says it expects it will convert more than 70% of its outstanding Chase debit and credit cards to chip technology by the end of the year. The company says more than 80% of total Chase share cardholder spending will be done on such cards, which it considers to be more secure. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.